If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and we are closing out the live 34-hour Know Your Enemy broadcast. What a wild ride it's been here for 34 hours live, as we love bringing you as much live content as possible. Normally live 10 hours a day, but we extended it for the Know Your Enemy special. And thank you so much for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. For this closeout of the Know Your Enemy 34-hour live broadcast, I have a ton on the docket. In fact, if you guys want to do a doc cam to show the audience how much news we have on the docket today, we've got Saudi Arabia draining their swamp, South Korea draining their swamp, Brazil draining their swamp, America draining their swamp. It's happening worldwide. We're going to have Jerome Corsi on in the first hour to talk about net neutrality, as well as the latest news out of Obamacare. I've got new news though there, and maybe we'll also dabble into the Supreme Court cell phone case that is now ongoing. I've got a stack of liberal madness that you wouldn't even believe, including Elizabeth Warren. Boy, she is really regretting pretending to be a Native American, isn't she? Boy, she is really having a lot of egg on her face there. Obama is not going away. He is planning on having a summit soon. Another stack of sexual harassment news that's in the news pretty much every day, but there's a couple new angles to that we'll get to. Roy Moore is now said to be leading in the polls for the Alabama Senate seat. We'll get into that. I'm going to be joined by Jesse Lee Peterson of JL Pete's Hawk, and I'm going to talk to him about a comment from Denzel Washington that I think is, well, it's not said enough, so we'll talk about that, as well as the D.C. Metro banning religion from advertisements on the trains and buses. We've got some double standards coming out of the left. I know, shocking, right? As U.S. consumer confidence hits a 17-year high. So we'll have all of that news, but the biggest news right now, as we go live here at 3:02 Central Time in Austin, Texas, North Korea fires an ICBM. It travels for a record 50 minutes in the air. It lands off the coast of Japan, and now South Korea has fired its own missile in response. Now, earlier today, President Trump made some remarks. He was supposed to be meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They no-showed a couple of bums, no surprise there, as he is working on tax reform, which is real tax cuts. I'm not sure if it's going to pass, but President Trump believes it's going to pass. And he also said he's targeting trillions of offshore dollars. I've never heard a president say that before. President Trump today says he is targeting trillions, what he believes is trillions of dollars offshore that he can bring back into this country with this tax cut. So we'll be covering all of that. Again, Jerome Corsi in the first hour, Roger Stone in the second hour with Joel Gilbert, and Jesse Lee Peterson in the third hour. And we'll be monitoring any news with the North Korea, South Korea missile launches today. And we are also anticipating President Trump to go live with a press conference in just a matter of minutes. So if President Trump goes live here soon, we will, of course, have that coverage for you live on the War Room. So all of that ahead as we are set to close out the 34-hour Know Your Enemy live broadcast here at InfoWars.com/show, all made possible by you, the audience, going to InfoWarsStore.com, taking advantage of all of our specials. So we're going to close it out right. We're going to get to all the news. I think we're going to hear live from President Trump. We're going to hear from Roger Stone, updates on, I'm sure, his lawsuit with Twitter. What's going to happen with North Korea, South Korea? What will President Trump say when he does his press conference? That's all going to be ahead on the War Room. You're not going to want to miss this. We close out the live 34-hour Know Your Enemy broadcast at InfoWars.com/show.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Concluding the InfoWars Know Your Enemy 34-hour live broadcast. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2017, and we've got stacks of news to cover. But as we go live, the breaking news, North Korea fires an ICBM. It lands off the coast of Japan. South Korea responds with a missile launch of their own, and we are expecting to hear from President Trump any moment on these developments, as well as the tax cuts or the tax reform tax plan that is in the works right now. Where to begin as we wait for President Trump to address the press here? And it appears that he's going to be stepping forward. In fact, I think Mitch McConnell is speaking right now. Let's go live to the White House. President Trump, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell speaking to the Republic.
And some of you have reported a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle. With that being said, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi did not show up for our meeting today. I'm not really that surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the illegal folks to come pouring into our border, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we've stopped it to a large extent, as much as you can without the wall, which we're going to get. They, before this meeting and before this missile launch, they've been weak on military in terms of spending. They're very hard to get. The military, they want it for a lot of other things, but the military is always secondary to them. The military, to me, is number one. We won't be here without our powerful military, and we're building it up stronger, bigger, better than ever before, and General Mattis can testify to that. And the other thing, they want tax increases, and we want major tax decreases. So they decided not to show up. They've been all talk, and they've been no action, and now it's even worse. Now it's not even talk. So they're not showing up for the meeting. I will say this, in light of the missile launch, probably they'll be here fairly quickly, or at least discussions will start taking place fairly quickly. I think that we're in a very good position in terms of the meeting we just had over at the Capitol with the Republican senators. It was outstanding. I think we have tremendous support. I was just informed by Mitch that we had a unanimous vote from the Republican side, at least. We had a unanimous vote on the tax bill, and it goes now the next step, and I think we're going to get it passed. I think it's going to pass, and it's going to be very popular. It's going to have lots of adjustments before it ends. But the end result would be a very, very massive, the largest in the history of our country, tax cut, and lots of good things are going to happen, including the bringing back to our country of, it probably will end up being over $4 trillion money offshore that's stagnant, that companies and they're just not able to bring it back. So I think it's going to be a number over $4 trillion. Corporate will be able to compete now against the world. If you look at China, if you look at so many other countries, if you look at many of the countries, China's at 15% They're lower than us. We're getting it down to a level that is either going to be lower or right in the ballpark so that we can compete much better with our companies, our great, great companies. And that means jobs, and it means lots of other things. I'm very happy to see that the consumer confidence level is just about the highest it's ever been. In fact, I don't want to make any mistakes in front of the press because you'll get me on it, but to the best of my knowledge, it's the highest it's ever been. Consumer confidence has been setting records. They have confidence in the people leading their country. And I will say that I think it's going to go better and better, and I do believe that this vote on taxes, which are really tax cuts and reform, is going to be very, very important. So we had a good day today. We had a phenomenal meeting with the Republican senators. We had, it was very special, that meeting. In many respects, I wish you could have been inside that room. It was very, very special, the camaraderie. It was somewhat of a love fest. They want to see it happen. They want to see it happen, not only for the Republican Party, I think much more importantly, they want to see it happen for the country, because they know how important it is for us to compete and win. And with that, I maybe we'll start with Paul Ryan to say a few words about where we stand with different things, and then I'll ask Mitch McConnell.
Okay. I'll just briefly say I think it's regrettable that our Democratic colleagues and leadership chose not to join us today. For a bill to become a law, Congress has to pass a bill, and the president signs a bill. That means Congress and the White House always negotiate legislation. We have important work to do. We have big deadlines to meet. We have a military in need of our support, and that work needs to happen now. And I just think it's very regrettable that our Democratic colleagues and leadership chose to not participate, because we have to negotiate these bills to get this work done for the people we represent, and especially to help our military with these difficult situations we have. And I just hope that our friends in leadership on the other side of the aisle will choose to participate so we can get people's work done.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I would just add, I've been in this position under a couple of previous presidents. I can't recall ever turning down an opportunity to go down to the White House. As the Speaker mentioned, only one person in America can sign a bill into law, and that's the President of the United States. You cannot negotiate the year-end, the omnibus spending bill without the person who signed the bill in the room. So I think the Democratic leaders in the House and Senate need to understand the way the government works. And the administration has to be a part of the ultimate negotiation over what the spending level is going to be for the next year.
Well, we are very far apart, because our views on crime and our views on immigration and the military, so many are different. But a lot of things have happened even over the last 2 hours with respect to the missile launch. We want our military funded, and we want it funded now. It's going to be bigger, better, stronger, it already is, than ever before. But we want to get going on that now. So that is a difference, in all fairness, from this morning when I told them that we're way, way far away. And with that, I may just have General Mattis say just a couple of words about what he has found out. General, do you want to say just a couple of little pieces of information?
President, Senator, Speaker, a little over 2.5 hours ago, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that could threaten everywhere in the world, basically. And in response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
Thank you, General. And we will take care of that situation. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so an interesting meeting there. President Trump was set to meet with Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, as well as other members of his cabinet and administration. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi skipped. No-showed. Nothing. How do you explain that?
I think that they're scared. I think this is like them trying to avoid their reckoning, them trying to avoid the truth, them not ready to meet the man who's going to bring justice down on them. That's what I think. I think they're cowards. I don't think they could stand to be in that room because they're such an embarrassment, such a farce, such pathetic leaders that they couldn't even show up for that meeting. And Trump seems to be very, very confident that his tax plan is going to pass. We'll be right back with more of the War Room right after this.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrick's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. We're going to be joined by Jerry Corsi in the next segment. And I plan on talking to Jerry about his recent article, Soros-funded group claims repealing net neutrality is racist. I also want to talk to him about a recent New York Times story breaking down failures of Obamacare. And then maybe we'll get to the Supreme Court cell phone case that is ongoing right now. That's in the next segment with Jerry Corsi. Now, we just heard from President Trump addressing members of the media and the American public in the last segment. There's an interesting wrinkle to this whole story right now with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi skipping the meeting. I think this is a sign of their cowardice. I think this is the rats running away from animal control. You know, this is the spider running away from the guy or gal trying to swat at it. They are in fear. They cannot face Donald Trump. They're such low life forms. They're such scum. They cannot even be in the presence of Trump anymore. They're literally that petrified of a real human being. And there's so many things happening right now. I really think that they think they can like hide out and hide away and think that they don't have to face Trump again. I mean, look at Keith Olbermann, retires from political commentary as a, and then he tries to mask it as victory, saying Trump is done. No, Trump isn't going anywhere. Trump is more popular than ever. You literally are done. I mean, this is the mindset of a modern day liberal. You can look at Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann, a total failure. Can't make it in sports, goes to politics. Well, can't really make it in politics, goes back to sports. Sucks at sports some more, goes back to politics. Continues to suck, can't get any ratings. No matter how crazy he tries to act on his show that he had, can't get anyone to watch. He's total trash. Nobody likes it. So then he gets dropped, it gets canceled, and then he pretends like that's a victory for him. What? Keith Olbermann, what? And then the sad part is he's so twisted and demented, and it's not just Keith Olbermann, it's the entire cult of modern day liberalism. He really thinks he's got you fooled. He really thinks that he has tricked you into believing that he's quitting his show as a sign of victory, when in reality, his show got canceled because he sucks. Okay, but let's get back to the reality of things here. How can you reason and justify even the half man, half turtle, half turkey gobbler Mitch McConnell calls out Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi saying, I've never heard of this. As long as I've been in government, people skipping this meeting when it's so important. And of course, this is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who cry every day on the Hill and on television about how Trump is clear and present danger to this country. Then they skip a huge meeting. But so what's the story beyond the story? What is the irony here beyond the irony? Ladies and gentlemen, while all of this was going on the Hill today, leftist protesters were out on the Hill protesting. Think about that. Who are the leaders of the leftist cult? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. They have a big meeting today with President Trump to address tax reform, North Korea, everything else. Heck, they can bring up Russia. We know they're obsessed with that. And then they skip. They skip. But then who actually shows up today at the Hill to protest President Trump? Pelosi, Schumer, Clinton, Soros minions. Many of them got arrested. So the poor saps, the hearsay mafia, the zombie hordes, literally show up to the Hill today to protest Trump's tax plan that will actually help them. And then the leaders of their cult that are supposed to be representing them, fighting Trump at the legislative level, don't even show up for work.
why would you still follow these lemmings? Why would you still follow Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? Why would you still follow Hillary Clinton? I'm sorry, is this eerily reminiscent of election night when Hillary Clinton couldn't even take the stage to give an address because she was so ticked off in her arrogance that it was hers, that she had already earned it, it should be given to her? Well, the truth is, this is why they're failing. This is why they're losing. And this is why, even after their 110% Democrat media complex hit job on Roy Moore to try to win back a Senate seat from Republicans, they are still failing. Now, I don't believe a poll as far as I could throw an alligator, but I do think Roy Moore is going to beat this, just like Trump beat the Democrat media complex hit job. But what do you make of the fact that Pelosi and Schumer no show today while their very protesters show up to protest Trump and get arrested? You cannot make that up. There they are. There they are. Oh my gosh, Trump wants to lower my taxes. Trump wants to bring jobs back. So if I have a family that you know, my kids can get a job. Oh my gosh, Trump wants to have fair trade. Trump wants to bring back trillions of dollars lost overseas because of bad trade deals. Oh, he's so bad. Oh, I'm going to get myself arrested because Trump is so bad because he loves America so much and I hate it. I'm going to listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who tell me I need to protest, who tell me I need to take action. And then I'm going to show up and then they no-show. Wow. That's unbelievable. Of course, the big news today, folks, again, North Korea fires a missile. The ICBM stays in the air for 50 minutes, longer than any other North Korean missile launch, and it lands off the coast of Japan. South Korea has responded with a missile of their own, and that is where we currently stand on that. So I'm sure that that will continue to develop as we roll along here at the War Room, the final few hours of the 34-hour Know Your Enemy broadcast. Folks, it's all made possible because of you at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the great specials. Folks, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That is tons of savings, especially on the big ticket items, water filters, air filters. I mean, if you're not filtering your water, why not? Why aren't you filtering your water? Why aren't you giving your kids clean water? Quit drinking poison water. Quit giving your kids poison water. Get the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. to defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality T-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
All made possible by you going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing our great products. And I'm now joined by our esteemed colleague, Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars.com. Jerry, you've got a story that you just put out yesterday. Soros-funded groups claim repealing net neutrality is racist. Well, wow, I wanted to get into the actual nuts and bolts of it, but then they just called it racist and they really drug us down to their level, didn't they?
Well, in fact, it's right, Owen, because see, what they're doing is always saying everything is racist. And of course, if this is the attack of the left, this is racist, that's racist, everything is racist. Well, then nothing is racist. And it reduces it to kind of a absurdity. I think that's why Drudge picked up on the story, is because if Soros is reduced to having his groups like Color of Change, which is a group very much active on the racial issues, out there saying if you repeal net neutrality, it's racist. Well, that reduces the point to he's desperate. He doesn't have any arguments. He's lost. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Trump, you know, can see that there's a victory here, and Pi has the votes. We found that out this afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good point. When they do run out of ammo, they just go to the racist thing. So that's an interesting point. And, you know, and it's, you know, this is a thing, net neutrality, that I think has a lot of different angles that bear fair, you know, breakdown and debate. But when they come out and attack it like this, and then you see Soros getting behind the side of it, well, then it just becomes a no-brainer to me. I'm not having this debate. If Soros wants it, it's obviously bad.
Well, and see, it's so difficult because the left has named this. They're using the words in a very deceptive way. They're calling it net neutrality. Now, the first thing in understanding this is that there are internet service providers which plug you into the internet. Okay, so for instance, internet service provider would be Verizon or it would be AT&T. And they just plug you into the internet. Now they have to follow net neutrality. They have to carry everybody equally, but the content providers like the giants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they don't have to follow net neutrality. So they can arbitrarily censor you. They can rip you out of the, off their site like they did Roger Stone. And they can't, and they can get away with it because the net neutrality doesn't apply to them. Then they can come around back to the internet service providers and you have to say, you've got to take our censored content as if it were equal with everything else. And you can't make us run slow or diminish us or make us, you know, hard to find or whatever because we're lying and censoring. That's what net neutrality is. It's a license for the content providers, all of which are on the left, all of which want to censor conservatives and libertarians.
Well, I got to stop you right there because I think that this is where the debate comes in. And this is where I'd like to hear your response to this. I'm honestly playing this from a neutral perspective, pun not intended, because I really do think it's convoluted and there are different aspects that need to be evaluated here. But a lot of people say that the reason they need net neutrality is because they believe that it's actually going to curb that. It's actually going to stop that and it's going to bring in the government. Oh yeah, the government saved the day, right? But that's the idea that the government comes in and says that, hey, you can't do that. You have to treat things fairly.
Well, but see, you don't understand how the law was written. The rule was written so that the government can't, it's prohibited from telling Twitter that it can't censor. Twitter's allowed to do whatever it wants to do. It's exempted from net neutrality. Net neutrality does not apply to Twitter. It does, those rules don't apply. They only apply to the group that plugs you in. In fact, it was written so as to exempt.
So the service providers.
It's the only ones that have to follow net neutrality. And they have to do it so that they are forced to take the censored content of Twitter and Facebook and Google and cover it as equally with anybody else. They can't diminish it or they can't, you know, penalize it. But net neutrality does not apply, and it was written not to apply. It gives a license to censor. It tells Google, it's okay if you want to apply.
Okay, see, that's the angle I want to go down next. And again, I'm kind of just playing this neutral devil's advocate here, but explain to the audience. I want you to go down the explanation. I just want to kind of phrase a question so I think it makes more sense to the average audience. The internet wasn't broke. People were using the internet just fine. Now, we may be censored here and there, but as far as the internet working and it being prosperous and growing, the internet's been fine. So why, whose idea was this? Who wanted to bring it in? Why was net neutrality even introduced as an idea in the first place?
It was a genius idea of the left. They said it's very simple if you look at it under Title II. Net neutrality puts the internet under Title II. Title II was meant to regulate telephones. What Title II means is that the Bell companies had to give you a phone that worked as good as the phone they gave to General Motors. That's what Title II is about. It regulated the common carriers, so common carriers had to provide equal service to everybody. Okay? And they, you know, the Soros has said, well, we'll make the internet like Title II. And we'll force all the internet service providers to plug us in equally to everybody else. Okay, but we'll be then like General Motors. We won't let the telephone rules regulate what we do to make cars. We'll make cars as arbitrarily as we want to make them, any way we want, because we're entirely in control of how we make cars. So under net neutrality, Google, Facebook and Soros knew it. They were all on the left. They now had a license to say, oh, and you're off of Twitter. And I don't have to tell you why. Because I'm not forced to be fair to you. The rule is written so I don't have to care about you. All the only one that has to care about you is Verizon. They got to plug you into my lying content. That's what net neutrality is all about.
So, but it seems though at this point, it seems though, Jerry, at this point, it's basically dead in the water. I mean, Pi wants nothing to do with it. Trump, is it bringing it as an issue? Why is this something that they're still pushing for? Why are people still pushing net neutrality if it's dead in the water?
Because see, they've created this audience that says, if you want a free and open internet, if you don't want to pay more to get internet, this will keep it cheap.
So it's like the Obamacare thing.
Yes. If you you don't want to pay more for your, you know, whether you want sports or you want whatever you want. And by the way, one of the big lobbies here supporting Soros is the porn industry on the internet, which wants to be able to have its porn be carried with the same plug-in ease and speed as anything else. Okay. Cause remember, net neutrality does not regulate my content. You're not allowed to regulate my content under net neutrality. Now what Pi wants to do is he wants to put the internet under regulations of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and have it be very lightly regulated. Let the market regulate it. Now the Federal Trade Commission can regulate my content because there's now rules under the Federal Trade Commission on fair trade where I can't demean you. I can't defame you. I can't prejudice you. I can't cheat you. Those are trade rules. And by putting it under the trade rules, now we can go in and we can break up Twitter. We can break up Google. We can break up these monopolies. And we can demand that they not arbitrarily say, Owen can't have a Twitter account. Roger Stone isn't allowed here anymore. Because under the fair trade rules, you can say, why? You're discriminating against Roger Stone, and that's not allowed under free trade, under the
fair trade rules. So if the FTC's in charge, it's a fair market based on the market, whereas under net neutrality, the power brokers are in control.
The power brokers under net neutrality wrote the rules.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are in the final couple hours of the Know Your Enemy live 34-hour broadcast, all made possible by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please share that link with friends and family and help InfoWars grow to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. New at InfoWarsStore.com, the real red pill, and we bring it to you at the introductory rate of 50% off plus free shipping store-wide. So check out InfoWarsStore.com today and help launch InfoWars to the next level. Jerry Jerome Corsi from InfoWars.com is my guest. You were just breaking it down why they decided to write net neutrality in the first place.
Making the point that net neutrality only applied to the internet service providers, the people who plug you in. It's like under Title II of the Communications Act, saying you have to give me a telephone. And, you know, you have to give me a telephone like everybody else. And that's what, but if I'm using my phone, Title II doesn't apply to me. I can say whatever I want. In fact, if I'm General Motors and I want phones, you give me my phones and I'm going to make the cars I want. And if I don't like you, I'm not going to sell you my cars. If I don't like you, I'm not going to let you read my site. I'm not going to let you say anything on my site because I control my site. You can't apply net neutrality to what I do with my content. Okay.
Let me ask you this question, though. Let me ask you this question, because you already have a scenario, and this is pretty much in any market, where right now I can choose what type of internet service I want. I can get 60 megabytes per second. I can get 80. I'm just making an example. Or I can get 100, and it's a different price depending on the service I get. What would net neutrality do to that? Isn't that basically what net neutrality is saying they don't want?
No, okay. Right now, yes, you can do that. And net neutrality will mean everybody who gets the 60 megabytes gets the same 60 megabytes. Okay. What if you deregulate and allow it to go in any way you want it to go, you're going to have different packages of internet delivery based upon what you're trying to deliver. Trying to deliver complex stock data, or data that's real time, or data that people want in a very high intensity video. I mean, you can pay more for it. That's the market. That's a market force. But what is not net neutrality. You're not trying, you know, net neutrality is kind of like a socialism. It's like saying everybody's got to get the same car. Now it only goes to 20 miles an hour, but you'll get the same one everybody else has got. You know, and everybody's 20-mile car, our car will drive exactly like everybody else's. And they did that because they wanted exempted, the Soroses wanted exempted the Twitters and the Facebooks, which control 80% of the internet revenue, from having any regulation over their content. Now, then they succeeded, because net neutrality does not apply to the content providers. It applies only to the internet service providers. That's the trick. That's what you got to understand. Now, if you throw the regulation of the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and now you've got a trade, you've got a trade practice. Well, I, as General Motors, can't say, well, I'm going to make a car for people with blue eyes that go a lot better than a car for anybody else because I don't like brown-eyed people. Okay, now that you can't do that because I'll get sued and there'll be a discrimination suit and I'll have no basis except an arbitrary basis for having made that decision. So under the FTC, we can say to Twitter when it throws Roger Stone off, why'd you do that? Because Roger Stone had certain rights to be in the market. You're providing a service. You can't just arbitrarily cut him off. Under net neutrality, Twitter can arbitrarily cut Roger Stone off. Under Federal Trade Commission, they can't.
So do you think then, how much of this do you think is the government trying to stall or push back against the influence of the internet right now, or the influence of alternative media on the internet?
What Pi wants to do and what the Trump administration wants to do is open the internet up again. We only have had these net neutrality rules for the last 3 years. And what it's done is it's slowed investment in the internet dramatically, slowed down the development of the internet, and it had an exponential growth in censorship. And that's what they wanted. They wanted an exponential growth in a slower internet where they controlled the content and you basically had to watch it. What we're going to do here under getting rid of net neutrality, you're going to open up the internet again, do wide open expansion and development. Lots of different pricing, lots of different structures. But when it comes to content, you're going to have federal trade rules apply. In other words, you're going to have rights to privacy that can't be violated. You're going to have rights to being treated fairly and equally that can't be violated. You're going to be able to provide the fundamental rules of the marketplace. And when Google and Facebook begin to get too big, dominate 80-90% of all the advertising, you can break them up. Because under Federal Trade Commission rules, anti-monopolization rules apply. They don't apply under the FCC. They apply under the FTC. The FTC is the appropriate place to make sure that the giants follow the rules of the game with fair trade and allow you access to the marketplace of ideas on the internet. And it was completely backwards with net neutrality because they were trying to give everybody the same 20-mile-an-hour telephone and tell the content providers, you don't have to give them the same anything. You throw off whoever you want to. Nobody's going to tell you what to do with your content, knowing that they were going to censor, knowing they were going to block conservatives. So under the elimination of net neutrality, you're going to get a much more robust development, not only of services under the network, but freedom of the ideas flowing. It's going to go back to the way it was when the internet first came online, where it was much more of a wide open marketplace. And you're going to see over the next few years, it's going to take them a couple of years to get through the litigation. But once they do, before the end of the first term of Trump's administration, they're going to be able to file seriously antitrust legislation against the majors,
it's a very convoluted issue still. I think that you have provided a little bit of clarity, to me at least, on some of the issues here. But more importantly, again, to people who are on the fence about this or maybe have opinions one way or the other, the fact that Soros is getting behind net neutrality and now the left is calling it racist, I really think that pretty much says it all. And that story is at Infowars.com, written by our own Jerry Corsi, who's on with us. I want to take the rest of this segment in a different direction, Jerry, before I let you go. This story came out of the New York Times today. Millions pay the Obamacare penalty instead of buying insurance. Who are they? Well, it goes and talks about the numbers and everything, and maybe I get into that data later. But the big story here, Jerry, to me, is something that you kind of have the other story. This story is about how millions of people have elected to not purchase Obamacare, instead pay the penalty. The way the law was written, it doesn't work. That means it cannot work and Obamacare would fail. So wait a second. What are they going to do since they can't get that money?
Well, see, first of all, we go back to, when Obamacare was passed, the subsidies to the low-income providers were very important. And it was very important under Obamacare that the healthy paid for the old and the sick. The young and the healthy had to buy insurance to pay for the old and sick, especially with their pre-existing conditions. Now, the way they designed the law was either you were going to buy insurance, it was going to be more expensive than you needed, young and healthy, or you're going to pay a penalty not to buy it. Either way, they got your money. And that money was going to be used to subsidize buying the insurance for the old and the sick. Okay, now, even that wasn't enough. Even paying the penalty wasn't enough. So they had to have subsidies in the law, which would go to the carriers to help the carriers reduce the cost to the poor. So the poor got subsidized insurance. Now, what we said when we proved the money was being taken from, remember, Congress did not allocate the money for the subsidies. House did not vote it. They stole the money out of Fannie and Freddie. And we proved that. We caught them on that. And then last year we were writing, saying this to President Trump before he got elected and when he was elected, all you're going to have to do is quit paying the subsidies for low cost insurance and it's going to collapse.
Jerry, we only got 40 seconds left here. If the new tax plan passes, then the penalties will no longer be a part of the bill and we won't have to pay them. Is that the final nail in the Obamacare coffin?
Obamacare is going to implode on its own. The insurance is going to be so expensive, nobody will be able to buy it. And there'll be no money to subsidize the poor. It's going to be, it'll just die of its own weight. I mean, it'll have to probably at some point or other be voted out of existence. And maybe this bill will also repeal it. But it will no longer work. If you buy insurance under Obamacare.
So it looks like the new tax plan could kill Obamacare. Thanks, Jerry.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
So this is pretty incredible.
Throw away.
A former intelligence community watchdog, Charles McCullough, has exposed even more coming out of the Hillary Clinton email scandal cover-up. that has already, in my opinion, indicted James Clapper as a liar.
It's a repeat.
And you have to wonder now, with this clip that you're about to hear and this testimony from Charles McCullough, what James Clapper knew and what guilt James Clapper has in the cover-up of the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Here's Charles McCullough on Fox. Well, let's go with the, not the munchkin, Charles, but the real full human version, not on a helium air balloon.
Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. intelligence community.
What should the American public know about those 22 top secret Clinton emails?
I've heard people say this is overblown. I've heard people say this is much ado about nothing. Had the information been released, there would have been harm to national security.
So putting lives at risk.
Absolutely. Sources and methods, lives, operations.
Speaking exclusively to Fox, McCullough says
right
he
there,
went to Director
quick.
Of National Intelligence.
Let's also remember, as he talks about those emails being compromising to national security and individuals that may be serving somewhere overseas, we had an ambush on our Navy SEALs, one of the first operations under President Trump. We had our Navy SEALs ambushed, something that never happens. I think, was it our Navy SEALs? I'm pretty sure it was Navy SEALs. Guys, look that up. But could that have been because of information that was compromised because of Hillary Clinton's wide-open illegal email server? Let's go back to the clip.
Intelligence James Clapper about a year before the presidential election. The intelligence agencies had just found their classified information in the Clinton emails.
He read through these affidavits very thoroughly, and he said this is extremely reckless. And he mentioned something about the campaign will have heartburn about that or something.
Shortly after, McCullough says his team was marginalized.
You felt
but
you
Trump's
were on
the
your
bad
own
guy.
I was totally on my own, and I was told by senior officials to keep the director out of it.
You drafted this letter in January 2016.
Sure did.
In the letter, McCullough told Congress that emails beyond top secret passed through the former Secretary of State's unsecured personal server.
All of a sudden, I became a shill of the right. I was told by members of Congress, be careful, you're losing your credibility. There are people out to get you.
By February 2016, Clinton campaign emails released via WikiLeaks suggest McCullough was a target.
I think there was certainly a coordinated strategy that I... In fact, I not only think it, I think it very, very much so.
Based on evidence?
Yes.
Even though the FBI email investigation was far from complete,
how
the
much
Clinton
power did Hillary Clinton have?
Down its
unbelievable.
Was there an effort to deliberately mislead the public about the classified emails?
Absolutely. There was an effort certainly on the part of the campaign to mislead people into thinking there was nothing to see here. But frankly, the thing that disappointed me the most was the president saying
there's classified and then there's classified.
A lot of people in the intel community spend a lot of time keeping secrets secret. And to sort of inject that sense of confusion into people, I don't think was altogether responsible.
As election day approached, McCullough says the threats went further, singling him out and another senior government
so
email
look at this.
Investigator.
You've literally got the entire swamp
that we would
colluding
be the first to be fired
with the criminal with Hillary Clinton. You've got the entire swamp. You've got Obama. You've got Clapper. You've got Brazil. You've got Holder. The list goes on and on and on. Comey. I mean, this is insane. How does Hillary Clinton have that much power? How is she able to intimidate that many people? Seriously, get that woman and she starts singing if she's facing prison time. I guarantee you that.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Is the War Room. Don't you dare,
don't you tread on me. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your trusty reporter, Roger Stone, with my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and I'm reporting today from New York. President Donald Trump is so right when he says the mainstream media is dishonest. I did tell Vanity Fair that politics was not Melania Trump's thing and that she pushed her husband to make a decision to run in 2016 after he seriously considered running in 2012. I never said that Melania Trump didn't want to be first lady or that she hasn't done a spectacular job in that job. Now, I know Melania Trump. She is cultured, kind, thoughtful, but not very political. And I think she's doing a great job of representing this country. Once again, my beef is not with Vanity Fair. Reading their story, they had other off-the-record sources say that she didn't want to be first lady, didn't want to campaign. I never said anything of the kind. I love Melania Trump. So much for the mainstream media. If you look today on the internet, you would get the impression from multiple outlets that I said she never wanted to be first lady. I never said anything of the kind. So, Owen, that was an extraordinary interview that you just had. It seems to me that it's all falling apart for the Clintons, and very, very quickly.
Well, what continues to be exposed, Roger, is not just the collapse of the Clintons, but what we're seeing, to me, as the Clintons are collapsing into the pit, into the abyss, everyone else that was working some other angle, possibly criminal, whatever it may be, that was working with the Clintons, around the Clintons, is starting to crumble with them. I mean, you've got Comey, you've got Clapper, you've got Brazil. I mean, the list goes on, and it's all kind of all crumbling down around the collapse of Hillary Clinton.
No, you're absolutely right. I worked a better part of today on a long piece for the InfoWars.com site explaining exactly what happened in Uranium One. This is the mother of all scandals. The involvement of the Clintons is both greedy, illegal, and treasonous. We essentially gave 20% of our overall enriched uranium output and mining rights worth literally billions of dollars to a company controlled by Vladimir Putin. And in return, nine directors at Uranium One gave the Clinton Foundation $145 million, not to mention a $500,000 tip that they added for Bill Clinton in a speaking fee, which is a thinly described bribe. So you can look forward to this piece. I'm almost finished with it, but it's important for people to understand on a moment-by-moment basis exactly what happened in Uranium One.
And, of course, the frustration here, and it's amazing because President Trump doesn't seem to be showing much frustration around this. His patience is astounding. The frustration, though, for myself and others is that you've got this whole Russian collusion investigation, this whole big to-do about Trump-Russia, where there's nothing there. They are going after Mueller for something that has nothing to do with the investigation. They think they may have someone to flip on Flynn that, again, has nothing to do with the investigation. Meanwhile, all this dirt on Hillary just continues to keep hitting us right in the face. I mean, is her time in the barrel coming, or are we just going to have to sit here and pontificate on how criminal Hillary Clinton was for the rest of our lives?
Well, I had believed until yesterday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions had recused himself in the matter of Uranium One. I definitely read that back at the time the story was breaking. My colleague here at InfoWars, Dr. Jerry Corsi, one of the very best investigative reporters working in America today, tells me that that is inaccurate, that that media report is inaccurate, and that the Attorney General retains the authority to appoint a special counsel in the matter of Uranium One. I really think that we will not get to the bottom of the venal corruption of the Clintons until this happens. And of course, a new special counsel, much like Robert Mueller, would have broad ability to look at the Clintons because the special counsel law under which Mueller is theoretically seated has expired. And therefore, there is no law on the books today governing the conduct of a special counsel. For example, under the original special counsel law, if a special prosecutor wanted to expand the reach or scope of his investigation, he required the approval of the Attorney General. That is no longer the case. Thus, Mr. Mueller, and presumably a new special prosecutor looking into Uranium One and the Clintons, could examine any aspect of the Clinton Foundation and its use as a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. Anybody who wants to know about the epic corruption of the Clinton Foundation can look at the works of Charles Ortel. I think you find him at Charles Ortel, O-R-T-E-L.com. Again, one of the very best investigators. Ortel comes from a Wall Street background. He understands sophisticated financial dealings and the various charitable restrictions laid on by the IRS and the states in which charities are regulated, and has done extraordinary work about the venal corruption at the Clinton Foundation.
Well, one thing that I'm noticing, Roger, and it's been so rare over the years for anyone to turn on the Clintons, to write a book, write a story. I mean, it's just like it never happens, how the Clintons somehow managed to keep everyone so loyal, that is the ones that are still alive, that have been surrounding them. And then Donna Brazile writes the book, outing Hillary pretty badly, excoriating the Clinton campaign. But you still have all these other swamp members. I mean, look at all the swamp members that globbed onto Hillary Clinton instead of throwing her under the bus when it would have been the easiest thing to do. James Comey, James Clapper, Eric Holder, Barack Obama. The list goes on and on and on. That's why I think that for whatever reason, all of these people were willing to go down the river with Hillary Clinton. The minute that she gets sat down in front of a prosecuting attorney or whoever it may be, a state attorney, and she's actually facing criminal charges, I think that that woman is going to sing like a canary. And all those people that had her back over the years are going to be indicted, I think, because she's going to turn them in. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it really works the other way around. The prosecutors go to a small fish because they want a big fish. And there is no bigger fish than Hillary Clinton and her embarrassing hillbilly rapist husband. I think the jig is finally up. Now, when we point out the large number of dead bodies that seem to stack up around the Clintons, well, they call us conspiracy theorists. No, we're conspiracy realists. The facts are what they are. And there's a disproportionately large number of people who are connected to the Clintons who end up dead. That's an indisputable fact. Because of that, I think many in the body politic are not willing to take the Clintons on. You remember Danny Williams, the brave young man who is, without any question, the biological son of Bill Clinton and a street prostitute who was his mother, who was a drug addict. And that story was broken here at InfoWars. But Danny Williams could not find an Arkansas attorney to represent him in a paternity action. literally no attorney of any repute, Republican or Democrat, was willing to take Danny Williams' case. Why? They don't want to cross the Clintons. Why? I had at least one attorney tell me they don't want to end up dead. If you go to the extraordinary film by Joel Gilbert, who'll be joining us later in the hour with his new incredibly funny film, The Art of the Insult. But if you look at his documentary on Danny Williams, he interviews Danny Williams' aunt, who specifically says, "We were warned. If we tangle with the Clintons,
please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Stone with my colleague Owen Schroyer, and you're on The War Room. The hours are winding down for Cyber Monday, the end of our sales, which have been extended slightly. And therefore, I want to remind you again that we at InfoWars can't depend on some deep-pocketed left-wing billionaire to finance our operations. We have no George Soros or David Rockefeller standing in the wings writing us big checks to supplement our expansion or our expanded coverage. We have to depend on you, the info warrior out there who appreciates that we are the cutting edge. We are the lead of the resistance. And therefore, please go to the site and look at some of these extraordinary sales. 67% off on Silver Bullet, the very best colloidal silver supplement that you can get. My all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. This very broadcast would not be possible without Brain Force Plus. This is why I'm able to put in the hours that I can. It gives you the mental clarity and the energy you need. And now, almost 50% off, I believe. So take advantage of these great sales. As Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360 win. You get the very best all-natural products, books, T-shirts, and other products that have literally, in many cases, thousands of satisfied testimonials, and we, in turn, can fund the expansion to even more broader and hard-hitting investigative journalism right here at InfoWars. Oh, and it is interesting to me that the press today seems to be a-Twitter with the fact that Hope Hicks, the longtime now, I believe, communications director for President Donald Trump, literally the only person who I believe has been with him from the very beginning of his presidential campaign to the White House today, is lined up for an investigative interview with special counsel on Robert Mueller. Now, I must tell you, I'm an admirer of Hope Hicks. She is a shrewd and capable professional, and she is that rare person in Washington, someone who can actually keep their mouth shut. She doesn't leak. She isn't indiscreet. We don't know what she knows or why Robert Mueller wants to see her, but we do know that she is a loyal supporter of the president and that rare person that you never see in Washington. You see, she's not out for herself. She's not worried about her next job. She's 100% for the president. While we're at it, I also want to mention that I think the media is jumping to conclusions over the fact that General Mike Flynn's lawyers have met with the lawyers at the special prosecutor's office. It is only natural, lawyers to tell me today, that such meetings would take place. Last week, the New York Times jumped to the conclusion that because Flynn's lawyers were no longer communicating with Trump's lawyers, that it meant the general had turned against the president. My sources say otherwise. At the same time, they tell me that General Flynn is under extraordinary pressure, particularly financial pressure, from the special prosecutor's office. Flynn is not a wealthy man. And as Paul Manafort told me, defending yourself in the Russian witch hunt can run into the millions and millions of dollars. So what will happen with General Flynn? Don't necessarily believe everything you read in the mainstream media. We'll bring it to you here at InfoWars as we learn it. Michael Flynn, a great, great patriot, in my opinion. Owen?
Well, I'm curious, Roger, what you're hearing about the man in Turkey who has apparently flipped on Flynn and exposed him in this Russian probe. Are you hearing anything on that?
I have been assured by sources close to Flynn that he never participated in any discussion with anyone from Turkey or representing the Turks pertaining to the illegal kidnapping of this cleric who is holed up in the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and who the Turkish government and the president, Mr. Erdogan, blames for instigating a failed coup last year. I believe, as I reported here at InfoWars, that former CIA Director James Woolsey was directly involved with the Turks and is the one promulgating this false story against Mike Flynn. Flynn's representatives assure me in the strongest possible terms that he never took place in part in any discussions pertaining to the kidnap and illegal extradition of the cleric.
Roger, another story here I wanted to run by you before we went to break here. This came out of the Washington Post. Kellyanne Conway violated the Hatch Act. Will she be charged? This is from Walter Schaub. Now, you could say he makes a fair point in his story here. However, it's amazing to me that he never wrote this story about Barack Obama, who, in my opinion, directly also violated the Hatch Act. I mean, obviously, this is just the Washington Post tried to, you know, take any jab and stab at the Trump administration that they can. But, you know, this is the type of thing that if they want to start blowing smoke in this direction, it's only going to come back at them again 10 times, just like the Russian collusion.
Well, what of the emails that were released by the FBI only days ago? They show the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, openly discussing funding for his wife's state Senate campaign that was essentially funneled to him from the Clintons through Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. That is a flagrant in violation of the Hatch Act. Is the Washington Post calling for Andrew McCabe's prosecution? No. Why? Well, maybe he was for Hillary Clinton, or maybe he's just part of the deep state. So there are different rules for certain members of the deep state. You know, after the near impeachment of President Richard Nixon, who, by the way, today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. The media told us repeatedly no person was above the law. Remember that? Well, before your time. But Alex Jones remembers no person is above the law. Well, what about Bill and Hillary and Mueller and Comey and McCabe? And the list goes on and on. It seems that in Washington, under Barack Obama, at least, some people were above the law.
Yeah, and I think it's frustrating for us sitting here knowing that, reporting on it, and then seeing the witch hunt into Trump. And it's just like, man, how are you going to go after Trump when you got so many skeletons in your closet? You haven't even been able to close it for years. It's really amazing. But, I mean, we're sitting here, we're wondering when Sessions is going to do something. Maybe it's finally starting to turn around. I know that Trump has confidence in his tax plan, and he seems to just be, I mean, Roger, Trump seems to be thrilled still. I mean, he shows up to work every day with a smile, working hard. I don't know how he does it.
Well, and look at yesterday's news in the housing market, an all-time high, a boom market that the country hasn't seen in years.
Yeah, you know, as Trump said today, U.S. consumer confidence climbs to 17-year high. He thinks it's an all-time record. Nah, they won't tell you that on CNN.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
You call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs?
Only Rosie O'Donnell. And they said that wasn't politically correct. Who cares? You haven't been called.
I have the right.
Go back to Univision. I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person. Throw him out. Throw him out into the cold. Don't give him their coat. No coat.
L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion dead.
I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
The most dishonest human beings, these people right here. Look at all the cameras.
So disgusting.
This socialist / communist. Crazy Bernie. He's crazy as a bed bug.
Who, Pocahontas?
The Indian.
Very offensive.
I'm sorry about that. A Pocahontas?
Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Pop. She's been crooked from the beginning. Crooked Hillary.
Politicians are really dishonest.
Yeah. Donald Trump alleges that my dad was involved in assassinating JFK.
This had nothing to do with me, except I might have pointed it out.
This guy was sweating so badly. Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen, because they were protecting him.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, I'm working hard to be nice.
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees.
You put glasses on so people will think you're smart. It just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
I'll make 3 or 4 major speeches. She makes a speech for 15 minutes. She goes home, goes to bed.
We live off Chinese manufacturing.
That's because when you say we, you are stupid.
Repeat after me.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. That's not going to happen.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
We will make America great again. Go home to mommy. Tell her to tuck you in bed. And your mother is voting for Trump.
It was personal blow.
There you have it, the trailer for The Art of the Insult, an incredible new film by the documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert, who joins us from Hollywood, California. Now, welcome to the War Room, Joel Gilbert.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me, Roger.
That's quite a shirt you got. Quite a shirt.
Well,
I love it.
Thanks. I got it in Nashville recently just for this occasion.
I love it. So tell us exactly what the Art of the Insult is. I'm told that when it was shown this past weekend, not far from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, to a group of prominent conservatives, well, the laughter evidently brought down the house. Just the trailer is hysterical, but now that I've seen the entire film, I must tell you, I couldn't stop laughing at the jokester-in-chief, Donald Trump.
Yeah, we had an incredible screening at the Breakers right there in West Palm, and it was just wall-to-wall laughter. And it's funny, but it's also a great lesson. The Art of the Insult is really the skill of branding political opponents delivered by performance art. And people forget that Trump was in the entertainment business for over 30 years. He was in boxing, pro football, wrestling, of course, a hit TV show, The Apprentice. So he had seen and done it all when it came to marketing and hype, and he knew how to manipulate the media and control the narrative on a daily basis through this kind of Trumpapalooza tour where he would break out these performances every day. And he was sometimes sophomoric, sometimes brutal, but he would dominate the race. I mean, he destroyed Jeb Bush, when you think about it, with two words, low energy. It was over. And all Bush or the others could do in response was complain that Trump was not nice enough to beat Hillary Clinton. And it's a tremendous lesson, this film, in marketing and branding as well as entertaining.
All right, we're going to go here. We're going to go to the other camera. Does that work for you?
I'm right here, Roger.
All right. I apologize. We had a little technical problem there. What I am always impressed with, Joel, is Trump's skill as a counterpuncher. He's extraordinary on the counterattack. My all-time favorite would have to be that moment in the second debate when Hillary Clinton said, "We can't have a man like Donald Trump running the Justice Department." And Trump turned to her and said, "Yeah, because you'd be in jail." I knew at that moment that Trump would win. Not only the debate, but the election.
Oh, yeah. You know, one could argue that some of his other lines, you just knew it was over. I mean, not only could he brand people, but he could turn on a dime and just brilliantly counterpunch. And usually it would be with a mix of humor and truth that made it so effective. Even in the first debate, remember, Megyn Kelly said, accused Trump of calling women fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. He just stood there and he said, "Only Rosie O'Donnell." The crowd loved it. I mean, you could argue that it was over right there. The next moment, I think, that was huge, you could also argue that Trump was unstoppable when he told Jorge Ramos from Univision, he kept interrupting him, and he said to him, "Go back to Univision." He didn't apologize afterwards, and you could just tell that the public was with him because he was speaking from the heart. Trump was totally authentic. He said what he said and he meant what he said, even if it was crude or sporadic. No one cared. Meanwhile, Hillary was just unlikable, disingenuous, and very forgettable. And Trump was able to dominate with this incredible skill of counterpunching, branding, marketing through this performance art he put on every day. It was really an amazing thing.
So what will audiences learn from your film, The Art of the Insult? Frankly, I've got to go back and watch it again because I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, he's very, very quick. He's extraordinarily fast on his feet. And the insults, which were most effective at putting his political detractors and the media in their place, just kept on coming. So what will folks learn when they see this incredible movie?
Well, thanks. Well, look, the film is, it's just one thing after the other. At the screening in West Palm, the audience was laughing so much they would miss sometimes the next funny joke because they couldn't hear it because they were laughing so much. I thought I understood Trump. I studied Trump during the election campaign. I thought I knew this guy until I made this film. And until you see this film, you really don't have the true insight into Trump. I think he, in the film, he emerges as this warm and funny man, a very patriotic American. You'll see how deeply he cares about people. He really is quite humble. He really comes off as someone who just cares about people and wants to defend his turf and defend America. And when you see the film, it'll dawn on you the very simplicity of Trump's marketing genius and how by just speaking populist messages to 20,000 people three and four times a day for months, he was able to induce the media into delivering $2 billion worth of free media coverage. And then you'll finally understand how this handful of his good marketing ideas and his bravado trumped, if you will, Ted Cruz's $92 million of organizing state by state, and Jeb had $120 million of negative ads, and Trump destroyed them all with a handful of marketing ideas. I think that Trump has shown the political class that their entire system and their entire hierarchy of the way they run campaigns is vulnerable and can easily be destroyed by an outsider candidate with a strong
Excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. Turn off our hormones and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Stone, Joel Gilbert with us here in the War Room. Final segment with those two. You know, Joel, it's amazing because I've heard other people talk about, you know, Trump 60 chess or, you know, Trump the art of the deal. But nobody's really addressed how next level his rhetoric was on the campaign when addressing his political opponents. And he really did something that, at least as far as I know, had never really been done in history, as you're breaking down in your film, The Art of the Insult, where he literally created a branding campaign against his opponents just on the stump.
Correct. He had a plan. He didn't have a campaign. He had three guys. He had no ground game, no state-by-state organization, no money. He just went and dominated the 24-hour news cycle with this master plan of political incorrectness. Every day he, a new insult, a Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary, Pocahontas, Little Marco. And he became this unstoppable political phenomena. And he really turned the presidential race into what I call the greatest show on earth, just like Ringling Brothers. People couldn't stop watching.
Well, and I said at the time that, and it's true to this day, Donald Trump, President Trump is the most talked about person, I think, in the history of Earth, honestly, probably in the history of Earth, and probably the most covered in the media, and probably the most popular, perhaps, too, even though they try to paint it in the different light. I think he may be even the most popular. And I'm just curious, do you include the Marco Rubio water incident where he's got the water bottles in the film?
Oh, yeah, that's in there. It's absolutely hilarious. I actually juxtapose them side by side. And you can see Trump just taking him apart. Also, there's several sections on Jeb Bush where, of course, Jeb Bush trotted out his 90-something-year-old mother who went around New Hampshire saying, Jeb is very nice and he's very honest. He's very reliable. And Trump would say, Jeb, your mother can't help you with ISIS. You got to do it yourself. He took him apart on his mother. He takes Jeb apart on his the fact that his wife is from Mexico, and I include even several of Jeb Bush's campaign ads in Spanish where Jeb sounds just like Barack Obama, talking about how the United States is a country of injustice and we need to welcome everybody. Trump called him out correctly when he said, you got to speak English, and that Jeb really was a open border advocate when he was speaking Spanish. Trump nailed everything, even when people didn't believe him at the time. Later on, I think he was vindicated.
Well, and go ahead, Roger.
You know, I think it has to do with Donald Trump's authenticity and the fact that he is so genuine. He's not calculating. He's not sticking a wet finger in the wind to read a poll to find out what he should say in order to be popular. He just tells you what he really thinks. I remember when Barbara Bush was campaigning for her son in New Hampshire. I was always disappointed that she was too sick to go to President Donald Trump's funeral, President Ronald Reagan's funeral, but not too ill to campaign in New Hampshire a few days later. Joel, I'm a great fan of your other films, Dreams of My Father, your incredible documentary, mini documentary, Banished, the Danny Williams story. But this one is more comedic. This one is literally, you can't stop laughing. You're exactly right. My wife made me stop it and keep going back to the last joke because we were so busy laughing at the last thing we heard. Where can people see the entire film?
Okay, the film is available right now on DVD on my film website, artoftheinsult.com. It's a fantastic Christmas present. The street date for the film, Amazon and everywhere else, is only on the State of the Union, January 23rd. So you have a chance to get it for now for Christmas. We're shipping actually right away, artoftheinsult.com. And I guarantee you it's not just for Republicans. Democrats see this film and they laugh and they love it just as much. I'll admit for different reasons, but they do enjoy it. My other films like Dreams for My Real Father, of course, leftists would run out of the room screaming after 3 minutes. But this film is for everybody, and it really does have some powerful lessons in terms of understanding why middle America fell for this Manhattan billionaire to take back the country.
All right. Thank you very much, Joel Gilbert, Hollywood producer, extraordinary documentary maker, for joining us here at the War Room. And I commend to you The Art of the Insult, an extraordinarily good Christmas gift.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
While you are looking for Christmas gifts, there is no better place to look than the Infowars.com store. If you go to the store now, you will see that we have some extraordinary discounts, specials that Alex Jones has left in place after the holidays. If you rush, you can still take advantage of some of these Cyber Monday sales, even though it's Tuesday. But I am assured from the highest levels of InfoWars that midnight tonight is the end of these extraordinary deep discounts. We're talking about the red pill. But more than that, Silver Bullet at 67% off, BrainForce at 50% off, Super Male Vitality, I believe, is 50% off. You will get, without any question, the very best all-natural products. Things on this website, folks, are rigorously tested by the folks at InfoWars.com and their laboratories. They bring you only the best of the best. Sure, you can go to the drugstore and you can find similarly named products, but they will not have the quality. They will not have the assurances. They will not have the ratings. And in many cases, they will not have the literally thousands of satisfied testimonials from InfoWarriors and patriots who helped to finance our broadcasts here at InfoWars by patronizing the InfoWars.com store. If you're looking for incredible Christmas gifts, the First Amendment-oriented T-shirts on this site, most notably the iconic, historic Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, more appropriate today than perhaps any before. The last place you can get these, I believe, is at the InfoWars.com store. When they sell out, there will be no more. This T-shirt will end up in the Smithsonian. If you read my book, The Making of the President 2016, this T-shirt was used by Alex Jones and yours truly to break through the mainstream media blackout on Bill Clinton's extraordinary record of sexually assaulting women and the incredible story of Hillary Clinton's efforts to silence these women. You can read the story in The Making of the President 2016, now at the incredibly good price at $19.95 at the Infowars.com store. You can also buy the iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. Alex Jones assures me when these sell out, there will be no new edition. This is a piece of history, an extraordinary Christmas gift. Oh, and I might even send you one.
Wow, well, I'd have to re-gift it because I've already got my historic Bill Clinton rape shirt. I had to get one of those hot off the press.
Well, you can never have too many of these. While one's in the laundry, you can be wearing the others. In all seriousness, Alex Jones nails this when he says it's a 360 win. We don't have any big secret sources, no mysterious billionaires financing our expansion. We have to depend on the info warriors. We have to depend on patriots who are tuned in now. I don't know about you, Owen, but I'm getting great feedback on the War Room. A lot of people are really digging what we're doing here. But let me say it again. None of it would be possible without your support for the InfoWars and the InfoWars products available at the InfoWars store. So please, head there now. Do your heavy-duty Christmas shopping there. If you've got patriots in the family, they will love the T-shirts, the books, the all-natural products. Please go to the store now, folks. We have an expansion for next year that you're not going to believe. But we can't do it without your support, and we will continue to be the cutting edge. But you have to have our back. There's only one way to do that, Owen, and you know it. Go to the InfoWars.com store.
And you know that every penny, every dime, every dollar spent we'll go right back into expanding this broadcast in the face of the anti-American globalists. Roger, thanks so much. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. Infowars.com/. Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Hey, yeah, blow the whistle on the fire, make it ring your bell.
Stoogers, hearing from Joel Gilbert, his latest documentary, The Art of the Insult, highlighting President Trump's 2016 campaign, where he, I guess you could say, insulted his way to the presidency. Sorry, low energy Jeb. But he continues to hit back at the phony, fake politicians, and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren is the most recent. Here is President Trump making remarks regarding Elizabeth Warren.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I have to, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done, how you've done it, the bravery that you displayed, and the love that you have for your country.
And of course, the code talkers admiring President Trump there, but you gotta love that brilliant jab. We hear your people have been here a long time, longer than Pocahontas. And here's another moment where he makes another Pocahontas joke, triggers a liberal reporter, and then doubles down.
Warren, she seems to have made it her job.
Who, Pocahontas? Pocahontas? Well, no, she is.
That's very offensive.
You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas? So what'd you
say? So the liberal reporter, oh, I'm so triggered! And then he's like, oh, sorry that your feelings are hurt. By the way, we were talking about Pocahontas, was it? Pocahontas? Okay. But here is Elizabeth Warren firing back on Trump's insults.
This was supposed to be an event to honor heroes. People who put it all on the line for our country, and people who, because of their incredible work, saved the lives of countless Americans and our allies. It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur. Look, Donald Trump does this over and over, thinking somehow he's going to shut me up with it. It hadn't worked in the past. It is not going to work in the future.
Well, you can keep talking, but you're going to Pocahontas talk your way right out of a Senate seat. But how funny is that? She's sitting here virtue signaling about Native Americans when she literally honoring Native Americans, respecting Native Americans, when she literally lied to get into school to get Elizabeth Warren literally lied to get an edge on the rest of society. Elizabeth Warren is total trash. So it's just hilarious to watch her melt down. Now, here's more liberal media getting triggered over the Pocahontas comments, which, by the way, since when is Pocahontas a racial insult? But here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders destroying the liberal press.
The event that the president just did with the Navajo code talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something offensive to many
Why did she feel the need to lie
while honoring the Navajo
about being
code
Native American?
Talkers,
why
Native
is Trump American? The bad guy? She's the liar.
Find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
Just follow up with that. Because
in fact, you know what? Can we just rewind it back to Sanders' first remarks there? If we can time it here. I know we got 20 seconds left. Just go back to Sanders' first response here. What is... Sarah Sanders, what is the real insult here?
Code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes.
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back into the War Room. We are in the final hour now, and my guest in this segment is Jesse Peterson. You can find him at JLP Talk on Twitter, and The Fallen State is his YouTube channel, jesseleepeterson.com. He's also written books. And I had some stories I wanted to get Jesse on today about, and we will get his opinion on those in the next segment. But first, Jesse, you're still dealing with the sports club that kicked you out for daring to have a phone conversation and mentioning President Trump. They got in your face and screamed at you and then banned you from the gym. Unbelievable. You're still fighting this battle.
That's right. It was Equinox Gym in West Los Angeles, California here. And you're right. They were upset that I was talking about the president. And it's known that I support the president. I have from the beginning, very beginning. And so they threatened to call the cops on me. I mean, it was just, they tried to intimidate me. They were bullying. It was awful. But you know, the updated story, I have an attorney now. And he's handling that. He's contacted them and he's taking over the case. But, and I'm glad about that, Orange, because we got to start standing up. These people have been bullying conservatives, Christians, and Republicans for the last 50 to 60 years, and they are just not accustomed to anyone standing up to them. But I am committed to fighting against this, and so I'm not going to give up on it.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, and I was halfway tongue in cheek, obviously, because this is a tactic that a liberal or a leftist was used. But, you know, I would say if I was your lawyer, I would go low. I would take the leftist approach and I would say, you know what? This is a racial discrimination hate crime. They kicked me out because I'm black and I, yeah. They would be, their knees would be knocking, man. you'd probably own the club.
And you're not allowed to leave. Blacks are not allowed to leave the plantation of the Democratic Party. The whole purpose of Black Americans today is to be used for destruction. Whenever the godless liberals, both black and white, want to usher in socialism, or when they want to go after the Republicans or the Christians, they use this racism as a means of doing that. And they have been able to use it in a way that has been very effective until now. You know, I heard you talking about Pocahontas just prior to bringing me on, and you're right about her. This woman is evil. She used that in order to, for personal gain, and now she's getting upset at President Trump, the great white hope, because he is exposing her. And there's rumor that she might run for president. I hope she does. Now it's been proven that she's a liar, and she doesn't care about minority people at all. So this is really good stuff.
Well, I wouldn't make any bets on her running for president. I think that the left even knows that she is too much of a damaged candidate to do that. But, you know, it's just incredible because the Democrat Party, you know, liberals want to take this virtuous stance saying, we want to make sure everyone gets the fair ride. We're not for the people, of course, the white people, that are out there skipping the lines and getting through the red tape. And then she does that exact same thing to advance herself in society. I mean, the hypocrites on the left, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm just a left, bash the left all day. It's just, I just call it as I see it. I mean, these people are the biggest frauds and phonies I've ever seen.
That's right. Everything that they have accused the Republicans of, especially white Republicans, they're doing it themselves. They're accusing them exactly what they're doing. It's like being in a bad relationship and your wife is always accusing you for being wrong when it's really her who's doing wrong, and how do you prove it? Now it's being proven.
Whoa, I've heard the wife is never wrong. What?
And that's how the liberal Democrats are. According to them, they're never wrong.
Yeah,
there's always someone else.
No, but it's even beyond that. I've noticed it's not even just because they don't even have the intellectual capacity to measure right and wrong. It's not even honestly a right or wrong thing. They're beyond reproach. They really think they have the moral high ground. They really think that they're beyond reproach. They are stapled in as the high and mighty, the moral high ground, the social justice warriors. I mean, they've literally put this, they have this weird image of themselves. They think they're beyond reproach. And I mean, look at you. You're calling Trump the great white hope. I think that that's the funniest thing ever. It's not working anymore.
That's right. And that's why they're so angry and out of control, because the great white hope has exposed them for who they really are, and they don't like that. They have never had anyone, the media or the rhino Republicans or anyone, to expose them, and they never expected that to happen. And so this man, the great white hope, is smarter than the media. He's smarter than the rhinos, and he is truly exposing them to a point that they are losing it. You know, I'm really concerned about the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters. She is losing it. And I'm thinking that if someone don't get a hold of this woman very soon, she's going to end up in a white padded room in one of those jackets that, you know, hold your arms together, because this woman is talking about impeachment. She's talking about how bad this president is. She's attacking him. And the more that she does that, it shows how crazy she is, to a point always that a lot of black people in her district are starting to pay more attention to the president and believe where he is coming from and what he is saying than they are Maxine Waters, because they see the insanity that she's putting out there every day.
Well, and it's gotten so bad for Maxine Waters, she doesn't even realize now that she hasn't washed her James Brown wig in weeks. It needs a wash, it needs a brush, and she's just so unhinged that she can't even realize it. But for real, going back on a real note, I think that, you know, you're touching a nerve here when you talk about they can't handle Trump. There's this almost immaturity-like thing. I was making a psychological analogy earlier. It's like, imagine the child. There's a young child and he's running around the house playing games, and then he breaks the television, let's say. Okay, well, you know, there's going to be, at a certain age, at a certain maturity level, the first instinctual reaction of the child is to run away and hide, right? To hide in the room, or to get away from the parents, because you're afraid. You know you just did something wrong. You know it's your fault. You've been exposed and it's not going to be good for you, so you try to hide. That's what I think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer did today. These people have been so exposed as total frauds, total criminals, that they are so intimidated and immature, they can't even be in the same room as President Trump anymore. They literally have to skip meetings to avoid facing him.
That's right. And the thing I love about the Great White Hope is that he's doing it with class and grace and style. You know, he doesn't freak out. And when you say something about him, he's going to speak up and defend himself. He's going to, and if you tell a lie or half truth, he exposes that. And they just don't know what to do with it. And the thing that really bothers them even more so is that the president's supporters are drawing closer to him rather than away from him. And they have been trying from day one to get the supporters to turn against the president, and it just not happening. And so they just can't handle it. They're losing their mind. I'm having so much fun with this. You know, I said that once the president was elected, I woke up on November 8th, or 9th, last year, and I discovered that he had won. I went to cloud nine. And since that day, I've been dancing on the ceilings, and even more so, I'm doing it because I really, really, really respect, love, and appreciate the way that this president is dealing with the evil, radical, far-left Democrats, the right-wing Republicans, and the liberal media. Because for a long time, I have to tell you, Americans did not know, even I didn't know, how bad they were. We knew they had issues. We knew that they were not being honest and fair, even the rhinos. But we had no clue as to how bad they were until now. And I am really, really grateful for that.
Well, Jesse Lee Peterson, my guest, has been dancing on cloud nine since the election of the Great White Hope. Unfortunately, he can't do that at Equinox anymore because they've banned him. We'll have more of that on the other side with our guest, Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't go anywhere.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing, after getting right with God, is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah.
Jesse Lee Peterson is my guest on Twitter at JLP Talk, The Fallen State on YouTube. And he's now been featured in multiple stories because he got kicked out of Equinox Sports Club. Why? Because of trumping while black. How dare he support Trump while black? He is a thought criminal. And Jesse was addressing something earlier, how the media is in a panic right now, in a frenzy, because they don't know what to do. They cannot unseat Trump. They cannot convince or sway the public to stop liking Trump. And Jesse, the key to that is what the media doesn't understand yet. Perhaps it's their hubris. They didn't get Trump elected. Trump got elected in spite of the media. Yeah. Trump got elected against the media. They still don't get that. So they can do whatever they want to try to slander or discredit Trump in any way, shape, or form, but it doesn't matter. We don't trust them. They are dead to us. When will the media realize this?
That's right. It's not going to work. You know, they have been riding so high on their horses that I don't think they're ever going to realize it's over for now. That the folks realize and they can see where the media is coming from. They don't know that we can see them because they've been hiding for so long. And so I think that they're not going to know. Maybe once the president is elected a second time around, maybe, just maybe they will wake up then. And if you notice, they're not even reporting the good things that the president is doing. They're not talking about it. They're not talking about unemployment rate going down, that there are, you know, fewer people now.
Let me tell you, though, it's beyond that. It's beyond that they won't even report all of the good things that Trump is doing. In fact, I want to come back to that in a second. But anybody around here or anybody that knows me knows that I am obsessed with news aggregation and news consumption. I literally have all the news broadcasts running all the time. I'm constantly absorbing. Yeah. I literally have reached a point now. I don't monitor CNN or MSNBC. It has zero value. They do not report any news. No news, no breaking stories, no philosophy, nothing. It has zero value to me as someone who's obsessed with getting news and then presenting it to the people as being informed as possible. They offer zero value now. None.
You know, even while flipping through the TV station, sometimes I'm flipping through the channels there. And if I do see them, and I don't listen to them either, I don't trust what they're reporting anyway. And so why even bother to waste time? This is the best thing that could be possibly happening to this country at this time. Yeah. I remember when the fallen Messiah was in the White House, Barack Obama and our Big Mama Michelle, they were there for 8 years. And during
some people call her Big Daddy. Excuse me.
Well, at the end of the 8 year period, I had once thought, you know what? We're not going to make it through this. I thought we had lost my country forever. And then God had mercy upon us and he gave us Donald Trump. And it wasn't for Donald Trump. It would be over for this country. And it's so unfortunate too. You know, I do a lot of work in the urban areas around the country. Most, not all, but most black people are still watching CNN and MSNBC. And they don't believe that the president is doing good. Many of them, they don't know what's really happening. And when you tell them, it's hard for them to believe it. And so what we're trying to get them to do is to start looking and doing research for themselves. You know, pay attention to conservative media. And as they do, they are stunned by what the president is really doing. So we got to re-educate black Americans, because if we can get black Americans to stand up and wake up, we can change America overnight. The Democrats know that. The liberal media understands that. And that's why they keep the brainwashing going. So we got to really, really be honest with black folks as to what is happening. Things would change even sooner rather than later.
Well, the one thing I noticed when I was working with some inner city youth in St. Louis was that at least the youth perspective is, you know, they kind of hear all of the noise, but they don't really do the research. But they are open-minded. I mean, when you do present them something, they will have an open mind and take it in. They're not as shut as you see some of these mostly white liberals, honestly, are the ones that minds are completely shut.
Yeah,
it's just, And I kind of personified it in a story last week, and I'd like to actually hear your thoughts on this. I think that there's an analogy here where President Trump sticks his nose out and makes sure that three basketball players from UCLA don't stay in jail in China for multiple years. Let's say, worst case scenario, 10 years. Specifically, D'Angelo Ball, I forget his name, the Ball kid.
Yes, right.
So Trump gets him out of prison, potentially 10 years in a Chinese jail, would have ended any career that he could have had playing basketball, perhaps ruined his life for long term as well. Trump sticks his neck out, brings the kid home, then LeVar Ball is totally unappreciative, totally disrespectful of the president, won't even thank him, and I realize something. This is the overall thought process of people in America right now. Trump's bringing jobs back. Don't care. He's a racist. Trump is getting the economy booming again. Don't care. He's a, homophobe. Trump is putting America first in trade policies. I don't care. He's a xenophobe. You know, he said this thing about women. So all of the stuff that Trump is doing for America, put his billionaire life on hold, put everything on hold, and did it all for America, and all of these people protesting are the most ungrateful ingrates in the history of this country.
They're spoiled. They've been spoiled for a long time. But I love the way the president handled that. He said, I should have left them there. You know, maybe then the guy would appreciate it. But he dealt with it perfectly, and you're right. They are spoiled. It doesn't matter what this president does. They're not going to appreciate him. And so, you know, that's fine. We appreciate him. The president exposes what they're all about. He showed that these people are ungrateful. So I'm glad to see that. It's working out just the way that it should be working out. And I believe, now I could be wrong, but because of the way the president is dealing with this and the way that he's handling the people like the basketball players, that this president will be reelected, because in spite of that, things are getting better, and we appreciate that. Matter of fact, I wanted to mention to you that the fallen messiah, Barack Obama, is going over to India and other areas.
And he's got his Obama summit that he's about to launch. I wanted to bring that up with you.
Yeah, I don't trust that at all. Obama.
I'll tell you what, let's hold it right there. Let's give him a cliffhanger. Jesse, can you do another segment with me?
I sure can.
All right, so let's put that on hold. There's three stories I want to get into with Jesse on the other side. One is the Obama story that I have here that I wanted to talk with him about anyway. We'll cover that. Also, Denzel Washington says prison system not to blame for crime in black communities. What is he blaming? We'll get to that. And then another story, I don't know if you've heard about this one, Jesse. DC Metro bans religion from Christmas ads. So yeah. A country that was founded under God, now in Washington, D.C., you're not even allowed to celebrate your religion. How about that?
Amazing.
And this is what we're dealing with in America. But it's going to have a negative backlash, and I think this is going to be the greatest Christmas America has had, definitely in 8 years, maybe longer than that. Jesse Lee Peterson is my guest. We take a break. He's going to be back on the other side. We break down Obama, launching the Obama summit overseas, Denzel Washington, what he says is to blame for crime in black communities, and why Washington, D.C. hates God. All of that on the other side.
The term fake news has become so synonymous with CNN, the news network wants to ban it. CNN is now pushing an effort to ban the term fake news. An opinion piece argues that the term has become meaningless and lost its power because politicians have hijacked it as a way to undermine the media establishment. The authors decry the fact that a majority of people now believe the mainstream media peddles fabricated stories. Of course, the real reason media elites want to clamp down on the term fake news is because its original intention, to smear and discredit any dissenting opinions, has completely backfired. This was illustrated yet again by President Trump's latest triggering tweet when he suggested that a fake news trophy should be awarded to the network that has been responsible for the most inaccurate reporting. The fake news narrative has actually acted as a boomerang, showing the mainstream media to be the most consistently dishonest entity of all. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, the shifty Democrats are just getting tossed around like a rag doll on this tax reform deal. Just really showing how fraudulent they are, and then Pelosi and Schumer don't even show up to a meeting today. I mean, what? Talk about leadership or lack thereof. Jesse Lee Peterson is my guest. Find him on Twitter at JLP Talk. YouTube show The Fallen State. Obama is going overseas. He's going to meet with world leaders at summits, part of the new Obama Foundation. He will have an Obama Foundation event. Here is the story from The Hill. Former President Barack Obama will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in an upcoming trip abroad. Obama will visit China and India before making a stop in Paris. Obama would be in India's capital city of New Delhi on December 1st for an Obama Foundation event. Obama Foundation, Clinton Foundation. President Trump recently concluded his own five-nation tour of Asia. That was just recently, in which he met with Xi and Modi during his trip. And Obama's trip to India comes shortly after Ivanka Trump's visit to India, where she was welcomed with open arms and ceremonies more than anything Obama has ever gotten. What does that tell you about the reception of the Trumps versus the Obamas? But, you know, Jesse, what stuck out to me about this was a couple things. Yes, okay, Obama launching the Obama Foundation. Is this the Clinton Foundation 2.0? But more so, the fact it feels like there's something really underhanded happening here for Barack Obama to do this literally right on the heels of President Trump's trip.
I'm very concerned about that. The president had a successful trip over there, and Barack Obama, I have not forgotten, is an evil man. He's a wicked man. He is not an honest man. Barack Obama managed to divide this country like no one else in the history of America. Barack Obama, I believe, could be going over there to undermine, or at least try to undermine, what the president has done. The president made deals over there where jobs will be coming back. We will be finally free, freer here in this country to, you know, succeed in this America. Barack Obama does not want that to happen. And so I'm very, very concerned, because why now? You know, why now and why there? Mm-hmm. This man cannot be trusted. He's a socialist. He doesn't like the president at all. He hates the president, and he hates what the president is doing to make America great again. I don't trust him, or I don't think that this is good at all.
No, I completely agree. It raised red flags for me as soon as I saw the story. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not really worried about his trip to India. I think you can tell, you know, Trump and India and Modi, they really are kicking butt right now as far as that relationship is concerned. Paris, you know what, Macron, he's kind of moved more centrist. Maybe that's Trump influenced, maybe not. Maybe that's of his own accord. But what can Obama really do over there? I'm not sure, except maybe have a nice cup of tea and a crumpet with Macron and his wife there. But right. China is the one I'm really concerned about, Jesse. I'm really concerned about what he could do in China. Now, I'm not saying China loves Obama. In fact, I think the Chinese leadership probably thinks Obama is a bum. However, what you mentioned, it's the potentiality of him to go there and to try to undermine Trump in some way, shape, or form, especially with the drama happening with North Korea right now. That is my biggest concern with this.
Yeah, mine too. You know, and I agree with you. I'm not, like, worried about it, but I've seen Barack Obama in operation. He is a wicked guy, and I would not doubt for one second that he wouldn't try to undermine what the president has done. I don't think it's going to work. But I don't trust this man, Barack Obama, at all. Not one iota do I trust him.
Completely agree. And the Obama Foundation, I wish we could shut that down before it even gets started. All right, let's jump to another news story here. Denzel Washington says prison system not to blame for crime in black communities. I'll be honest, when I saw this today, I thought of you. This is what Denzel Washington said in an interview. It starts in the home. If the father is not in the home, the boy will find a father in the streets. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. If the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother and the prison becomes your home. That was Denzel Washington today. You have been saying this for years. It goes on. It starts with how you raise your children. If a young man doesn't have a father figure, he'll go find a father figure. I can't blame the system. It's unfortunate that we make such easy work for them. You have been saying that. You've written books about that. And I'm just curious, you know, are more leaders in the black community going to start addressing that issue of fatherless children?
No. You know, I've been saying this for 27 years. As a matter of fact, my nonprofit organization, Bond, is about rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama. I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. But black Americans, for the most part, got married. They set good examples for their children. They taught them how to work and be responsible. They taught them how to treat all people, treat people the way that you would like to be treated, never mind the color. And I've said that that's what the problem is in the black community. That is not about racism, but the destruction of the family and the lack of moral character. My question is, how come it took Denzel Washington so long to say this? What is going on? I don't trust if he's right in about what he said, but why now? I'm wondering out loud, is because his movie, he has some new movie out and it's flopping, it's failing. Is he trying to get, you know, get controversy going in order to get people to watch
his movie? Well, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna stand up for Denzel on this one, because typically what happens is, I mean, you know how the entertainment industry is, it's very left-leaning. Typically, in order to win some sort of favor, the technique is to make a liberal statement. That's what you see people like Snoop Dogg, Eminem, The list goes on and on and on with that. You know, new album, new movie coming out. All of a sudden they have some anti-Trump rant that they go on or post. I don't know. I feel like this may have been genuine from Denzel Washington.
I hope so.
For the most part, I don't hear too much nonsense coming out of Washington's mouth. What I'm hoping is that this is a culture change in Hollywood, and that if there are truly conservatives that have been silenced, that maybe they're finally willing to speak out.
Well, you know, my PR guy, Ermans, and I were going to talk about that just before the show. He agrees with what you're saying. My thing is, Denzel Washington did a movie with Julia Roberts a while back now. And he made, and I'm trying to find it, so don't hold me to this yet. He made some type of comment and calling, kissing her or something as being racist, that a black man has to kiss a white woman in a movie. And so if he is sincere about, and he's right about what's happening in the black family, that the father needs to be there, but he needs to also go back and say, hey, I was wrong. And that black Americans are not suffering due to racism. It is the destruction of the family and the lack of moral character. Now, I'm looking for that. He did say it. And that's why I'm suspicious as to why he's making these statements now. Hmm. If he's had a change of heart, and many people do. I had a change of heart. I will accept that. But I want to know what's his motive right now.
Well, and let's consider, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. What if back then he was making that statement in order to win favor in Hollywood? And, oh, look at me. I'll say racism. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me the next movie role. So I don't know. That's just, it's interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I got one more story I want to cover with you. Go ahead.
If you are a good man or woman, you're not going to deceive people in that manner in order to sussy, not good people. And so when he made that statement, and I'm going to have to find it, that made a whole lot of black people, especially young blacks, believe that white folks are racist. And so it will hurt them because they have so much respect for Denzel Washington.
Jesse, final comments. What do you make of this? DC Metro bans religion from Christmas ads. Washington's Metro has rejected a Catholic ad campaign that promotes spiritual giving instead of presents, arguing that the image of stars, shepherds, sheep promotes religion, a violation of the transit system rules. How do you like that? In Washington, DC, they hate spiritual giving.
Yeah, they hate Christianity. Not new. This has been going on for a long time. Christianity in America is the most hated religion on this side of heaven. And the reason
for it. And now all the way around the world. It's Jesse Lee Peterson, folks. Check him out on Twitter.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
With few remaining days left on the legislative calendar, Congress sure has a lot on the agenda, including reauthorization of mass surveillance. The current authorization for the controversial Section 702 expires December 31st, and it's the first time Congress has faced reauthorization since Edward Snowden revealed the NSA's mass surveillance apparatus. Civil libertarians have urged Congress to take this reauthorization as an opportunity to implement meaningful reforms to shield innocent Americans from mass surveillance, but with the clock running out, Congress appears poised to just jam through reauthorization. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has just took up a blockbuster case. The privacy of emails, photos stored in the cloud, even heart rate history from a smartwatch could be at stake. The case, Carpenter versus U.S., will determine whether the history of cell phone locations stored by a phone service provider is searchable without a warrant. It's a legal theory known as the third-party doctrine. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final segment here today and final segment of the Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast spectacular. Thank you so much for joining us. It's all made possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, as we're about to conclude this Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast, you're probably going to see the conclusion of a lot of these sales, too. So if you want to get some Christmas shopping done or get a great deal on some of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, including free shipping store-wide, you're going to want to get there before it's too late, because these things are not going to stick around forever. Here's a quick list of what you can expect. This is insane. I think Alex has gone crazy here, folks. These discounts, I don't even know how we can make money. 50% off InfoWars Life survival food. 50% off emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus free shipping, you're literally saving hundreds of dollars, potentially thousands. This is an insane deal. If you're in the market for emergency food supplies, you could probably patronize InfoWarsStore.com twice before you find a better deal anywhere else. 50% off emergency food supplies plus free shipping means hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in savings at the InfoWars store. That is huge. 50% off all Emrex Essentials products. 50% off Brain Force Plus. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off Knockout Sleep Aid. How about Silver Bullet? Colloidal Silver. The best thing I've ever used in my life for a sore throat and a cough. It knocks it out immediately. 50% off Living Defense. 50% off Prostaguard, 50% off Survival Shield X2. The list just goes on and on and on. 25% off Alexa Pure Pro Pure Water Filtration, 25% off plus free shipping on that. I mean, these deals are insane. And again, they're not going to last forever. We're about to conclude the Know Your Enemy 34-hour broadcast, and that probably will mean the conclusion of some of these sales as well. But when you look at that Pro Pure water filter, folks, 25% off plus free shipping. That's a big ticket, heavy item. Shipping ain't cheap. We're giving you free shipping
plus 25% off. Seriously, this is the time to buy a water filter. You're crazy if you're not filtering your water. It is ridiculous. I'll tell you, that was one thing I noticed. I quit drinking water from the tap about 5 years ago. And I mean, you want to talk about a life-changing, simple thing to do? Quit drinking tap water. Start drinking purified water. Within 12 months, you will notice a world of difference. And we've got the best water filtration units at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out all the specials, and remember, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. Emergency food supplies, water filters, air filters, the heavy items that are expensive to ship, doesn't matter. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Load up on all the great supplements. Get a water filter. Get an air filter. Clean your environment at home. And you can do it all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to do a quick news blitz here before we sign off of the 34-hour Know Your Enemy special. I found this hilarious. If a tree falls in the woods and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? If CNN bitches about Donald Trump an entire day, but nobody listens, do they make a sound? Washington Post says CNN stars. They're stars all of a sudden. Blitzer, Cooper, Amanpour, and others fire back at Trump in day of rage. Of course, this is all because they got triggered for Trump basically awarding them the fake news of the year award. CNN are such losers. Such losers. All right. Second ex-staffer accuses John Conyers of sexual harassment. Funny, as these allegations are coming down the pipe on John Conyers, no one in the Democrat Party calling for his resignation. I'm not even hearing anyone call for his resignation, really. How about the liberal media? The liberal media that wants Trump impeached. The liberal media that wants Roy Moore to step down. John Conyers, though, according to Nancy Pelosi, is an icon and above reproach. Again, Democrats and liberals show their blatant double standard. Here's an interesting one. I've been meaning to cover this. House to vote next week on anti-sexual harassment training resolution. So now we're so immature, we're so arrested in our development, we're such pieces of trash that we have to be trained on how to not sexually harass someone. Are you kidding me? Of course, who does this motion come from? California Democrat Jackie Speier, who of course claims Me Too. Let me tell you something. This is pathetic. We have to train members of our government on how to not sexually harass someone. Here's an idea. Let's save the money and time on training and get a different government that doesn't need trained on how you don't sexually harass someone. Seems elementary, Watson. Here's an interesting twist. Angela Lansbury talks sexual harassment. Women must sometimes take blame. Well, whoa. I have not gone that far. And I've said some things that have been viewed as insensitive. I'm sorry. When Ashley Judd brags about being a nasty woman and then makes out with Harvey Weinstein, the pig, to get a movie role. Sorry. I don't know what is sexually harassment there. I don't know. Maybe not. It seems like a kind of a wishy-washy thing there. I don't know if that means she's to blame, but that's what Angela Lansbury apparently is saying. So an interesting angle, but it's all about attacking men. I mean, that's the entire point. How about this from the New York Times? This is how desperate the New York Times is. Headline, Access Hollywood reminds Trump the tape is very real. So they literally can't get any momentum going against Trump. So they rehash the tape. Oh, it's very real. And then, of course, the irony is that Trump ends up being 100% right, talking about men in power being able to go up to women and basically grab them by the you-know-what. Oh, it turns out that was going on in Hollywood. That was going on in government. But Trump said it, he called it out, and he's the bad guy. How about this? See, this is dangerous to me, and I don't know what the deal is. More than 180 women have reported sexual assaults at Massage Envy. I'm sure you've heard of the, I believe it's nationwide, Massage Envy massage parlor, if you will. This woman claims that a doctor basically raped her on the massage table. Talks about, I don't want to get into it, folks, but let's just say there was penetration, blatant penetration. And she's telling this story now years later. I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing this. Again, not trying to sound insensitive, but you're telling me you're on a massage table and there's literal penetration happening against your will and you don't even make a sound? You don't even make a fuss? You don't even call the police? But now years later, all of a sudden in this new environment, you have an issue. So again, it's very dangerous, especially when the New York Times is printing headlines, Washington Post, they're all printing headlines like this every day. The unexamined brutality of the male libido. And of course, this story goes on to talk about, in fact, here's the exact quote that really needs to be understood. Through sheer bulk, the string of revelations about men from Bill Cosby to Roger Ailes to Harvey Weinstein to Louis C.K. to Al Franken, mostly leftist, shocking, and this week to Charlie Rose and John Lasseter, have forced men to confront what they hate to think about most, the nature of men in general. See, there it is. We're evil. Men are evil. Men have to face the fact they're evil. That's what the New York Times says. That's what the left is saying. That's the entire agenda on top of bringing down Trump that they're trying to tell you. No. You know what? I do have a nice male libido, and the left hates it because they don't actually have libido. They're bullies. They're sick freaks. And they want all men to feel bad because of serial masturbators like Louis C.K., serial harassing bullies like Harvey Weinstein, and serial rapists like Bill Clinton. Now we have to blame all men because of serial sexual assaultants in the liberal establishment. No, I don't think so. Oh, this continues to get buried. We're not finished yet. LAPD predicts even bigger name stars will face sex crime probes as it reveals there are 28 open investigations linked to Hollywood. Oh, so Trump was right. Rich and famous men can just walk up to women and grab them by the you-know-what. And then Ashley Judd screams she's a nasty woman. You know what? Real quick, this was from Politico years ago. Fordham Peace called Warren's Harvard Law's first woman of color, and this was after she claimed to be Native American. Sorry, Pocahontas Warren, you are not classy. As for the InfoWarriors, you stay classy.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/